Welcome into this week's edition of Film Room Friday, and the Jaguars are in search of a victory. 0-6, it doesn't feel good. Is it a secret as to how they can accomplish a victory? No, it's not. They just have to make plays. I'm going to show you an example of a few plays during this past week's game where if they make some plays, could have made the difference in the game. Let's jump in. The first play, Cecil Shorts is at the top, and he's got a one-on-one opportunity against the cornerback. And Blake Bortles identifies it, and he throws it regardless of where the coverage is at because he's expecting Cecil Shorts to make the play. And when you have an opportunity, make it. Make the play for your quarterback. Jordan Todman coming out of the backfield. Blake Bortles does a wonderful job of buying time to allow this play to develop and drops it in the bucket. Jordan Todman, you just got to make the catch. That's a big play opportunity lost. Clay Harbor's lined up as the tight end and just runs an out route. Blake Bortles has a clean pocket. A little bit of push in the middle, but not enough to affect the throw, and Blake Bortles misses Clay Harbor. You got to make this throw. It's a completion, and it pushes you closer to a touchdown. And for the defense, when Will Blackman comes off the corner unblocked and gets a sack, calls fumble, and this ball's bouncing around on the ground for a while, you've got to make this recovery. You have to treat this ball as if it's live. Not that the whistle's blown dead or that you thought it was an incomplete pass. You got to make the recovery. Football is not that hard of a game. It's about making plays. So let's summarize. Make the play. Make the catch. Make the throw. And make the recovery. Now, everybody knows that my glass is half full about this football team, but I want to show you something that really just continues to give me great hope for this football team, and it's about the quarterback. At the end of this ball game, Blake Bortles gave them an opportunity at a win. And take a look at this throw to Clay Harbor down the middle. A small window, if he throws it out in front of Clay Harbor, the linebacker could have made a play on. If he throws it behind a little bit of Clay Harbor, he can make the catch and get up the field, which is exactly what he does. And then with the hit, Clay Harbor keeps his feet and gets in the end zone. Now, when's the last time this football team had a quarterback that you knew that if you were down two possessions at the end of the ball game, you still had a chance? It's been a long time, hasn't it? Well, if that doesn't make you feel better, sometimes in football, it's good just to hit somebody. And Denard Robinson did exactly that in Tennessee. It's a kickoff return, and Denard is back deep with Jordan Todman, and he's kind of the personal protector. Look at the hit that he gets on the defensive back in coverage for the Tennessee Titans. And I think Denard is almost kind of surprised. He doesn't even realize that he was able or capable of knocking somebody down like that. Pretty good for a former quarterback, isn't it? And he's even given himself a round of applause.